Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. IMSA Radio, your route to American sports car racing.
Well, delighted to see that joining us now is the CEO and owner of Kelly Moss Road and Race, who joins us from Wisconsin. Andy Kilcoyne is with us there. Andy, first of all, congratulations on what's been a very busy, but thus far a very successful season, particularly in the area that we want to talk about, the new for 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Visit Cayman Islands. Lots of new challenges, new car, new drivers, and effectively a new series. How's it been?
Indeed, John, it's been a very exciting year on a lot of fronts. The 992 has been, you know, a new tool for us to develop and learn about. We've got new drivers, some new team members, some new venues, and it's been, yeah, new series, but a lot of the same old faces. So it's been a big learning curve, but a great year thus far.
The constant is that it's still under the auspices of IMSA and therefore racing for the most part, at least, on an IMSA WeatherTech sports car weekend. Good coverage, great telly, lots of people being able to see it. Has the move to a full pro series, which we never had in the Carrera Cup in the past, which you guys have been great supporters of, I should say, has that move to full pro driving at the sharp end of the field, has that in any way changed the character of the championship, Andy?
Yeah, the dynamic throughout the field has definitely changed, you know, a fair amount since the Yokohama GT3 Cup days. But you know, the teams have largely remained constant. So it's a lot of the same faces, not just from Porsche and from IMSA, but, you know, throughout the other teams throughout the paddock. Granted, there are a handful of new ones, but, you know, the field, you know, if you take a look at, you know, last year we were fortunate enough, Alan Metney won an overall win at VIR, very fast Masters driver. It's been a challenge for him to try to hover around, you know, the top 10 this year. You know, it's just the competition is fierce and deep. Some really, really talented drivers, you know, throughout the field.
It's good that you know where the competition's going to come from, because the same guys with the same race cars, or at least the same liveries in some description, in some situations, are still at the sharp end of the field. And Kelly Moss Road and Race have established themselves, Andy, over the last few years in the previous iteration of the championship, and continued into this year. Where's the biggest challenge been with this new car? Because in some respects, it all gets reset to zero again, doesn't it, when a new car comes along, and all the little tweaks and the clever nuances that you know from running several years in the championship, that disappears and you're back to square one again.
Yeah, indeed. You know, and puts everyone on a level playing field, and, you know, everything that we've put the effort into developing and testing over the last several years largely goes away, not only with a, you know, a new car with a new tire. So it's been challenging in some aspects, you know, as you would expect, you know, learning new product. You know, I think globally how, you know, the pandemic has affected the parts supply chains and shipping has been, you know, a huge obstacle to try to overcome. So trying to have a, you know, a reasonable testing program and a race program and being able to service all your clients and trying not to have to tell them no, it's been harder than normal.
And has that affected the championship? At the start of the season, at the test at Sebring, Porsche Motorsport North America said, guys, we've got no shells. So if you shell a car in the test, that's it. You're knackered. We haven't got any more.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's really affected how the guys are choosing to operate the cars, or if that's more of a testament to the, you know, the quality of the depth of the field. It's just been, there hasn't been a lot of significant contact, and there hasn't been, you know, a lot of damage throughout the year, which I think we all should be real thankful for, given, you know, given the difficulty of getting parts. It's not just the body shells, but yeah, just anything from wheels and brakes, and it's been a challenge.
In fairness, the outgoing head of Porsche Motorsport did a great job in A, getting these cars into the States in the first place, and B, getting so many of them. I think when we first talked to Dr. Ambruster this time last year, when we knew it was going to happen, he was hoping for maybe 15, 16, 17 cars. In the end, it's been over 20. And my goodness, the competition has been outrageous at times.
Yeah, it's been really great. And, you know, it's not just the competition at the front that's been excellent. There's a lot of, you know, midfield battles, and you know, the Masters are having a great go at it. So it's been a lot of good racing, a lot of high quality racing. I can't say enough about the efforts that Porsche has done to try to make things as seamless as possible through a difficult time, you know, and specifically Jeremy Sunt has just been, you know, fantastic and available basically 24 hours a day, you know, to help troubleshoot and, you know, and work through issues as they arise, as you'd expect with developing a new car.
Couple of technical points on the car before we move on to two of your drivers who are duking it out at the top of the standings. ABS on these cars at the front end of the field. Now, I'm led to believe that was a choice by each of the individual Carrera Cups. Was that choice made by Porsche Motorsport North America in consultation with the teams and the potential drivers? Because it does seem to me that is a change from the past, but it does seem to me to give particularly the up-and-coming younger career drivers the opportunity to drive high-quality race-bred ABS before jumping into, say, a GT4 or a GT3 car?
Yeah, Porsche is pretty good at listening to the teams and the drivers to try to, you know, shape the series in something that they feel as though is what's in demand by the customer. You know, so I absolutely applaud them for that. It's been... you know, I think there's a couple of different ways to look at that for further advancement in motorsports in North America. Obviously, everywhere you go, there's ABS and TC once you move beyond here. As far as the global spec, though, the Carrera Cup, I believe in the other markets have all decided not to run ABS. So it's been more of a North America focused desire. So the question is, are we developing drivers to succeed within the motorsports ladder within North America, or are we trying to give them the opportunity to succeed in Europe where they're not running ABS? So it's been, you know, there's a lot of heavy opinions on both sides of it.
And the other thing, of course, that's helped in terms of bringing on those young drivers and getting them interested is the fact that now we have a proper crack from the US at the young driver shootout at the end of the motorsport season. And that's really been brought about by the fact that Michelin are on board, as they are with most of the other Carrera Cups around the world. And you've got two of those young charges under your awning, battling it out as teammates, as individuals. It's a tough call for us to know from the outside. How would you explain it to the audience? Because Kai van Berlo and Sebastian Priol are clearly two of the top drivers, as evidenced by their position in the championship.
Yeah, we're fortunate that actually we've got three this year with Sebastian Carrasco as well. Also
good point, yes. In the 27 car, yeah.
Yep. It's been... they're working very hard at being friends. And I mean that in a very positive way. Obviously when you have two, or more, obviously there's more than that, but just under a 10, we have two drivers that are very focused on winning a championship and trying to advance, and goals are aligned as far as the team. You know, we are providing the best curriculum, the best coaching opportunities, and providing the same equipment to everyone on the team. But yeah, it's been a little difficult to manage at times because the racing is so tight and close.
I think we should make the point, Andy, that these guys are driving for their careers and driving for their futures. They are pro drivers or aiming to be pro drivers. It's not dissimilar. This is a sports car version, in effect, of coming up through the single-seater ranks, through the formula car ranks. And those who follow Formula 1, Formula 2, Formula 3 will have seen the battles Jack Doohan got involved with his teammate at Sochi for Trident, and Trident telling one of their drivers to pull over because it would help them in the championship. Now, there's a balance to be made here, but I can't see you guys doing that. Once those guys are on the track, they are racing for themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's reminding them that race wins are important, but the championship is more important. Mm. No one's gonna remember who wins the race, but obviously everyone's gonna remember who wins the championship. So trying to sometimes rein in some of the aggression. You know, we've had a couple of difficult conversations about actions that have, you know, happened on track. But, you know, end of the day, yeah, you're absolutely right. These guys are driving for themselves and for their careers and for future livelihood. But they're all very hungry and very dedicated, and it's really been rewarding to watch their development because they really push each other. It has been great from a data engineering standpoint, for sure. Just watching these guys grow and feeding off of each other's data.
A quick thought about your drivers then. Alan Metney consistently in the top 10 overall from the Pro-Am category, effectively the old Masters category. His development has come on leaps and bounds. Clearly, he's still getting to grips with the new car, as many of the other drivers are. Sebastian, it just seems to me, Sebastian Carrasso, it just seems to me is he just needs to take one little half step more and get a really good result under his belt.
Yeah, he's really, really dedicated and, you know, just a fine young man to work with. Mm. His race pace has always been very good. The qualifying pace has been lacking a little bit. So those are things that we're working on. He unfortunately is kind of the recipient of we'll call it a weight penalty, where he's consistently running a little heavier than everyone else is based on the ballast that we're required to run in the car. So that's, you know, that's definitely worth some time. And, you know, he's been working on that. I would love to see, you know, him able to, you know, challenge for the overall podiums. Cause I know he has the ability and the craft to make it happen.
Yeah, like the sound of that. I remember him driving in the previous versions of the championship and consistently seeing the 27 car, which then wasn't a top class car. It was a gold category when he first came in, and seeing him mixing it with the top class guys, he's clearly got the speed and the racecraft. And that brings us on then to Kai van Berlo, the Dutch driver, and the Guernseyman. Sebastian Priö, of course, both drivers who we've seen in other formulae, and you'd be a tough person who would put money anywhere else for the championship between those two. Parker Thompson's given you guys a decent run for your money as well. How do you rate those two young lads that you've got that are battling for the championship, Andy?
I think, and looping Parker into this, I think there's, you know, three very, very talented guys that are very, very hungry, for the progression. A couple of different learning styles between, the guys that are under our tent. Priö, I will always say, has some of the most natural talent that I've ever witnessed. Kai is a worker, man. That fine young man will absolutely put the work in and do whatever it takes in order to be successful. So it's been really, really rewarding to see these two kids feed off of one another and learn from one another and then push each other. And Parker and Riley and, you know, some of the other
Riley
guys.
Dickinson, yes, good points. Yeah.
Yep, have done a fantastic job. And, we were maybe, as Kelly Moss, maybe a little lucky with having a couple of young kids that, and even Alan Metney. I mean, we've got some fantastic coaches and some fantastic drivers, that we really push the development on these cars. So we were a little ahead of the curve sooner than some of the other teams that didn't maybe necessarily have all the resources that we had at our disposal. It's been really neat to see the other teams really step up their game and how competitive the middle of the season's gotten.
Just as a closing comment from you, I thought it was quite brave for Porsche in any of their territories, but particularly in North America, to launch this new championship in the midst of a global pandemic. I know the guys at Visac were working really hard to turn out all the cars for the 5 championship. They got the 992s in this inaugural season. I'll put my hands up and say I was a bit sceptical. I thought the old model worked quite well, and I wasn't sure that going to a full pro top class, I wasn't sure that there was the young drivers out there. It has worked. It's worked brilliantly well. If I had a hat, I would have to eat it. I've got to tell you that now. And what it's proved also is moving to that. We've seen years where the championship's been dominated in the past by maybe one or possibly 2 drivers. This year, we've mentioned 4 or 5 drivers already. Has this set the new standard, do you think, Andy, for Porsche Carrera Cup in North America? Because considering this is the first year of this new format, this new formula, effectively, it's worked rather well.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, the interest has been great. I know that they say that there's 40 new cars coming into the States next year. Wow. There's already a waiting list on those cars as teams are getting allocations for them. I can say that all of the allocations that we've been given for 2022 have already been filled. So there's a lot of excitement around Carrera Cup, and a lot of very talented drivers. Wow. That not only are in it this year, but that we've had conversations with for next year.
So if we think this year is good, wait until next year when we've got a whole grid full of 992s, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to top how great this season's been on a lot of levels, and it's probably going to be one that I'll remember for the rest of my career, given all the trials and tribulations of just trying to make it happen. I think the racing's going to continue getting better and better.
Obviously, you'll hope that it's one of your drivers that gets selected for the North America Young Driver Program to go and represent Porsche Carrera Cup North America, presented by Cayman Islands, in the shootout. But how big a deal would it be to have someone from this championship actually get a Porsche Young Driver contract?
I think it would be absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a strong representative from North America. I would love it. I would love it if one of our kids could take that next step. That'd be a obviously a wonderful feather in their cap, and I think a testament to the curriculum and the program that we're trying to provide.
Andy Kilcoyne, they say CEO and owner of Calimos Road and Race. Thank you for joining us. Being as good as you guys are for as long as you guys have been doesn't happen by accident. And I know there's a lot of people working very hard behind the scenes. Thank them all for all their dedication and hard work, and for all the entertainment that they've brought to us and to all of our listeners and viewers who've listened and watched the championship down through the years. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate all the kind words.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.